got it on snag, got it on snag.
I'm too tired of this shit. Like holding back for a fifth. I'm too tired of this shit. Won't push your luck, it's a risk. Welcome to the show. Bring your little bitch up and good to go. Hit the kill switch, murder that she wrote. Gonna splash it, how to make it known. It's crazy the more that I feel, that the more that I let go. Cause it's crazy the more that I feel, it's the more that I let go. I used to get a touch, now I can't decide. Rather make you sweat and hit you with the side eye. Let me call you back, keep you waiting all night. I didn't wanna lie, didn't wanna lie.
Is it always gonna be sad now? I tell you never come back, man. Why it always gotta end like that, huh? Why does it always? I was angry, but I ought to be glad, cause you were holding me back. But every single thing eventually passes. Bought a ticket only going one way out. And now I live in L.A. No, I had to go as far as I could go. You know, yeah, I'm finally doing something myself now. I had to think of my health now. I heard you wasn't doing so well.
another day. Putting up with all of your crap. When they serve ice cream in hell, I'm gonna take you back. When they serve ice cream in hell, I'm gonna take you back.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norm with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
serve ice cream in hell. I'm gonna take you back.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Thank you.
Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org. Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
today. I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
young, yet you seem to me your ultimate nightmare. Blood fire, gun fire.
Full of flavor since 1949.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
There is one question that seems to be a sort of kryptonite for Republicans this week, and that question is, do you have any evidence to support an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, never mind an actual impeachment? And the reason that this question is kryptonite to Republicans is that they don't have evidence, but they have allegations, and they want to do an impeachment inquiry to try to find the evidence rather than saying the evidence will guide us. They are saying the allegations guide us and we'll just go on a fishing expedition for evidence. Regardless, I'm very skeptical they're going to find it, but this is not a question that they like answering. Here's another example of this. We've seen Nancy Mace asked about this. We've seen Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy asked about this. We've seen other Republicans asked about it. Here is Congressman Mike Waltz, a Republican. Last night, CNN, Caitlin Collins says, have you seen any evidence that one of the allegations against Joe Biden is true, that he profited from the business dealings of his son, Hunter Biden? And Mike Waltz, reduced to repeating the same tired talking point. Well, the whole point of the inquiry is to see if there's any evidence of that.
With these illicit gains,
have you seen direct evidence that President Biden profited?
We have it. Well, I mean, but Caitlin, the point of the inquiry is to give us greater standing to get the full evidence. If we get full cooperation, if they say we have nothing to hide and give it to us and we don't see anything, then that's where the facts lead us.
So you're saying.
Right. And of course, this is what Nancy Mace initially said. But when Caitlin called, so the line has been, they are apparently hiding information from us. They being the Biden family, I don't know. They're hiding information from us. So we need to do the impeachment inquiry to give us the subpoena power to get the things we need to see if there's proof. Caitlin Collins said to Nancy Mace earlier this week, and we reviewed it, well, but isn't this more about Republican leadership? Because you have subpoena power. Have you not used it appropriately? To which Nancy Mace says, no, actually, I have no problem with the way subpoena power has been used by leadership. Oh, so then why aren't you getting what you need? Well, no, we need to do the investigation to see. It's an endless circle. If it's confusing to you, it's because it's confusing. Now, there are Senate Republicans that do seem to get it. And Senate Republicans are much less gung-ho about this moronic impeachment inquiry than members of the House. For example, Senator John Thune from South Dakota on Monday said, I really don't know about this. There was the idea floated of linking a bill to avoid a government shutdown to one that launches impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. And he said, I don't know that this really makes any sense at all. We heard from Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, who said when she was asked, is there enough evidence here for doing this? She said, I do not believe that there is. Even Senator Marco Rubio, who sometimes has instincts that are more this kind of extreme right part of the Republican Party, he said, as a general matter, the impeachment of a sitting president should be avoided in the interest of the country. And you can rest assured that if they actually had evidence against Joe Biden, Marco Rubio and others would be singing a different tune. So over in the Senate, and remember, part of the reason why the senators may be much more hesitant to say, let's do this thing, is that if they do an impeachment inquiry that leads to an impeachment in the House, then there's a trial. And it is senators who vote. And I don't know that people like Marco Rubio and John Thune and Shelley Moore Capito are particularly excited about the idea of having to actually sit through a trial of Joe Biden, particularly given the lack of evidence, and then having to vote on the record, which they would probably have to vote, I think, not to convict, given the